The state of Illinois recently set aside $350 million for repairs and renovations to the state capitol and more than a dozen other state-owned buildings at the Capitol complex, and it put a Bloomington architect in charge of determining how that money gets spent. Andrea Agert has taken over the Illinois State Capitol architect job after working for Shive Hattery in Bloomington for nearly 15 years. Agert tells WGLT's Eric Stock her appreciation for the Capitol building dates back to her days growing up in southeastern Illinois.
Personally, you know, I was able to experience the Capitol when I was in junior high, going on a tour with my class. So it's one of those first field trips that I remember. And coming from a very rural area in Illinois, I thought, this is just amazing. What a cool building and structure. And to see the amount of power that happens within those walls was just, it just struck me at that time. And professionally, you know, for me to be a part of helping provide a space for the leaders of our community and our state to make those decisions that, you know, affect the population of Illinois, you know, for me to help provide a space that is comfortable for them, lets them efficiently do their job, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So it seems as though you have had a passion for architecture, particularly historic architecture, for quite some time.
Yes. Now, unfortunately, I was not able to work on any historic architecture while employed at Shive Hattery, but it is a passion of mine that I very much look forward to continuing to explore.
So the State Capitol building was built over two decades, starting just after the Civil War. So it's been around for a little while. How good a shape is the building today?
You know, with the maintenance the personnel that we have here locally and the mindfulness of those before me, it is actually in really good shape. You know, there was a renovation that was done several years ago, and, you know, focusing on portions of the Capitol to keep them up, you know, to start to be mindful to that ADA accessibility. And just to make sure that we're keeping up with the times of technology. So that's one of the things that, that we'll be focusing on in the future.
Alfred de Picanard is one of the architects of this building going back to the 19th century. He also helped design the Iowa State Capitol. How does the architecture of the State Capitol building and the design of it hold up today?
I mean, I think it is iconic. Obviously, it's one of the tallest out there. Very similar to Iowa, as you referenced, and it's like nothing else. I think it's an icon that several people, most people around the state, if they would see even just a graphical image of it, would be able to recognize. So it's definitely a very very iconic structure to have.
And how difficult is that to preserve over all of these years?
Well, so, you know, there is always the challenge of having good documentation, especially if something that was built many years ago. And even though there was documentation, that doesn't always mean that the skilled labor followed that. So, you know, it's some type of a demo and investigation to figure out what is there, what we're going to be dealing with going forward. So it's not the easiest, but it's those types of projects that need to come before any major renovation to figure out what needs to happen.
I know you've only been on the job for a few days, but do you have a sense for how good that record keeping and that preservation has been over time?
Not yet. That's one of the things that I'm going to look into in the next few weeks. I know that there's some out there. I'm just not sure of the quality that it's in.
And I guess as part of that history, we understand there were statues of women that Picanard wanted in the building all the way back in the 1870s. They didn't want them at the time. I guess they thought they were too risque. The state of Iowa took them for their Capitol building, and replicas of them were put back just a few years ago during the most recent renovation.
Correct, yes. And I believe they are not as risque, possibly been covered up a little bit.
That's part of the history, I guess, that maybe people aren't aware of, or that part of the story that you're looking to tell?
Yes. It's, as I referenced before, it's these types of stories that are so cool. To figure out that a statue had such an impact, and you know how a neighboring state got the statue, and we were able to replicate it and put it in place today, modify it a little bit to where it sits. Yeah, where it sits at the entrance of a stair today.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Andrea Eggert, who has recently been named the new architect for the Illinois State Capitol building. I know the joke goes on sometimes that nothing goes on at the Capitol, but the State Capitol building has to be fully functional all the time, even while work is being done. How do you manage that?
Well, we are very strategic about relocating those who could be impacted, especially their job function being impacted, while any construction or remodeling is going on. We will evaluate those staff that are there, find them alternate locations until we can place them back to where they belong.
From what I understand, the position that you are occupying had been left vacant for a number of years. From what I gather, there wasn't as much work that needed to be done, and they are ramping this back up because renovations are necessary in the future. Since that office had been vacant for a couple of years, does that leave you with additional catching up to do?
Yeah, it really does. I would say that this office does have staff that have been at the forefront trying to, continue on with maintenance to make sure that everything is running as smoothly as possible. But with the budget that was just recently released, there are more things that we're now able to do to continue to preserve the structures. So I would say, yes, I'm coming in to some work. But there are people here who have done an awesome job keeping up with things in the absence of actually having a licensed architect in this position.
And we know the state recently approved a capital bill that includes money for construction of various projects all across the state. But does the state have the money to do all the work that's needed at the state capitol?
You know, I have not been in the position long enough to have really evaluated that yet. But that's something I hope to in the future.
And from what I understand, you're looking to finalize the master plan to study the short and long-term needs of the building. Can you give us sort of an overview of what that entails, how you go about that?
Sure. So, it really is evaluating the life of the buildings that are currently here. How much does it cost to be able to bring some of those buildings up to a code standpoint, redo the heating and cooling systems, and just figuring out if it's in best interest of state dollars to rehab that building and preserve it, or potentially replace it with something that would still serve those who use it on a daily basis, but be at a lower cost. Now, obviously, any historic buildings, that's completely different because those we have to preserve, so we do about whatever is needed to preserve those.
That was State Capitol architect Andrea Eggert with WGLT's Eric Stock. You can see some of Eggert's architectural design work at Advocate Bromen Medical Center, State Farm, Miller Park Zoo, and other places throughout the Midwest.